This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com on the Internet, and 5.050 on shortwave. Well, folks, I have to make a correction here. I misled you yesterday, folks. Some would say I lied. My critics would say I lied. Well, it was a mistake. I had been told that it was the president's motorcade that went by my house last night, but or I should say yesterday morning, but in fact it was the vice president's motorcade. So for the record, I'm here to tell you that it was not an insane mass murderer who passed by my house, but just a mass murderer. I do believe that President George W. Bush is mentally unbalanced, but I don't necessarily believe that about Dick Cheney. I think that Dick Cheney is probably far more intelligent, far more dangerous, far more corrupt, and far more calculating than even George W. Bush, for the simple reason that I think the vice president is just simply smarter than the man he serves in the vice that he serves as vice president. So it was Vice President Cheney who went by my house last night, not Mr. Bush. Well, as I've said time and time again, folks, one of the benefits of having this program and having callers as the guests, as opposed to big fancy writers and analysts and politicians and scientists and so forth as the guests, is that the callers as guests often provoke interesting discussion and give me ideas for further comments on succeeding programs. And in fact, last night we had two callers who, while they did not interact, their ideas interacted. One caller made some comments that sparked another caller. The first caller in question was Larry from Florida, who was talking about the group that he's associated with, the National Alliance, the group that's often called fascist and neo-Nazi and anti-Semitic and so forth. Well, you know, the truth is, and the group will be the first to admit it, they do put a racial perspective on their outlook. For better or for worse, that is what their outlook is, and I don't think they make any bones about it. Well, we had a caller that came in afterwards, actually at the very end of the show, and he was quite hysterical. He was upset about what he called what had been, the first caller had been spewing. That's a term we often hear in the mass media referring to anybody that says anything that the Zionists don't like. They're always accused of spewing hate. So that caller obviously has learned some rhetoric from the mass media. But in any case, he was making the point that there are many people, and I guess he was citing several people, two of whom I know to be African-Americans, blacks, Negroes, colored people, whatever the proper term is this week. He was referring to former Ambassador Alan Keyes and Andre Eglishon, who's the author of a new book on the Federal Reserve, and he was citing them along with some other physician, I suppose, a surgeon who had separated Siamese twins as, I guess, evidence that the first caller's comments were racist. The first caller, Larry from Florida, had said something to the effect, and I listened to the program again today, that he's never seen, he said, I don't think you've ever seen an African space program. And, well, when we come back from the break, we're going to pursue this further and discuss this because there's some things to be said, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper back with you here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I was recapping some sparks that flew here in the program last night, and I want to make some further comments on it. Again, to recap, we had a caller, Larry, from Florida, who's a very proud and outspoken member of the National Alliance, a group that is often criticized for being racist, neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic, you name it. The labels are all there. Anyone who's ever heard of the National Alliance has always heard those references because that's how the media has decided to refer to the organization. In any case, Larry made two comments. His basic point was that, in his opinion, that the National Alliance, there's nothing neo-Nazi about it. That all it is, it's an organization that is promoting pride in European heritage, white accomplishments. And my comment at the time was, well, I don't think anyone can criticize that because the fact is all groups express pride in their own heritage and accomplishments. Asians, Latins, Hispanics, whatever you want to call them, white people should be allowed to do the same thing. You know, the difference becomes, I guess the problem comes when one group tries to oppress another. And, you know, the fact is, in the American media today, you know, white people are not allowed to express those kind of sentiments that the National Alliance expresses. Or other people who are not even affiliated with the National Alliance. So let's take the National Alliance out of the equation. That's a hot button issue, the National Alliance. We're just talking about people in general. So as I say, I don't have any problem with any group expressing pride in themselves. However, you often find people who express black pride being concerned about people who express white pride and vice versa. So it goes both ways. Well, the caller who came in later objected, obviously, to Larry's suggestions that for example, there's no African space program. Well, you know, the thing about it is, folks, my attitude on that is that every every group of people, every culture has its own accomplishments. I mean, you can look at Asia and see, you know, and the Arab world and see developments in culture, you know, that preceded the rise of white culture in Europe, Africa is a backward continent. There's no question about that. And, my question is, did the European invasion of Africa, the looting of Africa by European countries, is that an accomplishment? Is that something that the Europeans should be proud of? I always make the comment that the British Museum is hardly a British museum when most of the displays, because I've never been there, but many of the things on display in the British Museum are artifacts taken from Africa and Asia and from the Middle East. So, you know, as I say, there's a lot of different ways to look at this thing. But then we had this caller who came in completely hysterical, I have to say, and it sounded to me like he was grandstanding. He's naming off Alan Keyes and naming Andre Eglishon, who, as I said, I'm going to be, I've met the man, very fine man, an African-American. I'm going to be reviewing his book on the Federal Reserve and American Free Press. Now, Alan Keyes, that's another story. I think Alan Keyes should be drummed out of the country. Alan Keyes, people say, oh, he's a fine black man, he's a fine conservative, a good Christian American. Yeah, he makes a lot of nice noises, ladies and gentlemen. But Alan Keyes, I believe, owes his fame and fortune to the fact that he was the college roommate at either Harvard or Yale, I'm not sure which, but he was nonetheless the college roommate of William Kristol, this horrendous neoconservative warmonger who is the editor of Rupert Murdoch's Weekly Standard magazine. This Kristol, who is the son of Trotskyite turned neoconservative leader Irving Kristol. The Kristol family has sponsored Keyes along with more than a handful of other people, black and white and red all over, who've been promoted in the upper ranks of the American establishment. So I don't look at Alan Keyes as being representative of any kind of patriotism. And I should note also, you know, Larry the caller quoted one of my favorite writers. I have two or three favorite writers, two who've written quite a bit on politics, one of them being H.L. Mencken, and the other one, Lawrence Dennis, who I pointed out is actually of partial African-American descent. But while H.L. Mencken did in fact make comments about the backwardness of African culture in comparison to European culture, the fact is that H.L. Mencken, in his heyday as one of the most influential magazine publishers and commentators in America, played a great role, a substantial role, I should say, in promoting African American writers in his magazines, and so H.L. Mencken, although he's been widely called a racist, is hardly anything but that. So, you know, as I say, while he may have said one thing which might suggest, oh yes, he's a racist, on the other hand, he helped out individual people who he believed were people of accomplishment. And I can't speak for Larry, who called in earlier, or who called in last night and sparked this hysteria on the part of the other caller, but I doubt very much that Larry actively tries to suppress people, and I don't think that, and I doubt very much that it's Larry's opinion that people of any race or creed who are worthy of being noted for their accomplishments should be oppressed or suppressed. Maybe Larry does feel that way. Maybe some of our callers do feel that way. But I think this issue of race is something that a lot of people like to grandstand on. And as I say, I think to a certain extent, the caller from Nevada who called in to denounce Larry, I think it was a feel-good kind of thing for him because he's showing, well, he's an American patriot and not all patriots are racist. You know, this is the kind of thing, folks, you know, occasionally you can find a middle ground in your rhetorical approach to things. And like I say, I mean, look, I have many black friends. In fact, I was telling a black friend of mine tonight before I came, I was talking to him on the phone. I told him about this exchange on the radio, and he started to make some negative remarks about Larry. And I said, well, now, wait a minute. I said this to my black friend. I said, well, now, wait a minute. I said, your comments here are irrelevant. You have a bias here. And precisely, yes, he did have a bias because, in fact, he was black. So what I was saying to him, just as I'm saying to our patriot friend in Nevada, and as for that matter, as I'm saying to Larry, too, and any others who would share Larry's views on the subject, you know, I think we can find a middle ground because it all comes back to what I've been talking about in this escalating debate over immigration policy, is that while we all have very strong opinions, I'm not sure that there's an exact right or wrong. Now, I shouldn't say that. I amend my comments on that. Illegal immigration is wrong, but we are stuck with the problem right now. Now, as I'm looking at it, as I say, I see the mass media in America, and we know who controls the mass media in America. These are the people who are stirring up the attention on immigration. These are the people who are giving coverage to these rallies. If they didn't want to cover these rallies, they wouldn't have to. This is the thing that, you know, the media is very selective in what it presents to people. And as I say, I do believe there's a deliberate attempt by the mass media to focus attention on immigration and upon immigrants and get Americans' minds off what's happening, for example, in the Middle East and what could happen in the Middle East. So, again, we have to be very careful about not being allowed to be, not jumping on the bandwagons, but being pulled onto these bandwagons and manipulated. I do think right now, though, that we do need to close the border. We need to get our troops out of Iraq and wherever else we have them stationed, what, 120 different countries. We need to be controlling our own borders and stopping any continuing flow of illegal immigration into this country, because as a direct consequence of these riots, I shouldn't call them riots, they haven't turned into riots yet, but as a direct consequence of these marches, you know, the word is spreading south of the border, and it is going to embolden more and more people to come over because they see the corrupt Democratic and Republican politicians in Washington kind of just doing nothing. And I tell you what, this whole idea, you know, this idea that they're going to give people, you know, give people citizenship if they can pay 5 years of back taxes. I don't know of many people that can pay 5 years of back taxes. So that's a sham in and of itself. And the sham is coming from the corrupt political parties in this country, aided and abetted by the Zionist-controlled media, the mass media, the network, the broadcast, the major broadcasting networks, and the big news magazines, and they're not news magazines, they're propaganda sheets, very very carefully and colorfully posing as news publications. So you know, this we cannot get away from the fact that there are racial differences, there are cultural differences, and anybody who tells you that we're all alike is a liar or a fool. There are many people who deliberately lie and try to pretend that blacks are like whites, who are like Latinos, who are like Asians. But there are many, many other people who, again, they jump on the bandwagon because they think it's the nice thing to say. Well, you know, these cultural and racial differences, they are with us. They have always been with us. And because of the growing numbers of Latin immigrants into this country in particular, we now have a majority that we, or not a majority yet. We have a very large minority that is increasingly more politically powerful. And that's something we need to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Where is it all going to go? Stay tuned for more commentary, and we will be taking your calls. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-MUSE, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I hope you were listening very carefully to that commercial for American Free Press, and if you weren't, you better go to AmericanFreePress.net and find out more about American Free Press, because it is a no-holds-barred newspaper that says a lot of things that need to be said. And I'm going to tell you something that I wrote about in American Free Press just over a year ago that I was surprised didn't get more reaction, but it ties in directly to this immigration problem. Now, everybody out there, I'm sure, has heard of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, these two internationalist groups that have for many years operated in the sphere of the Rockefeller and Rothschild families, I might add. Although the Rothschild role in all of that has been kind of suppressed. And one of the favorite writers of the Trilateral Council on Foreign Relations crowd is a guy by the name of Samuel Huntington. He wrote a book back in the early 70s called The Crisis of Democracy, and there he said that there was too much popular dissent in America and that dissent needed to be suppressed. In other words, he didn't like the fact that there were independent voices, you know, of the kind that we have and which we hear here on Republic Broadcasting. He said that there was too much of that and it needed to be suppressed. That's a man, part of the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission circles. Then in 1996, It's where he got really famous in the mass media, and that's where he released a book called The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order. Now, it's kind of interesting because it was an all-out, it was a declaration of war on the Muslim world. This was well before the 2001 terrorist attacks that marked the official war on terrorism. But this book by Mr. Huntington was, as I wrote in American Free Press, the Bible for those who want to see the United States declare all-out war on the Muslim world as a pretext for setting in place a new world order. So Huntington is very much a voice for the global elite. But now he recently put out a new book called Who Are We? The Challenges to America's National Identity. And it was first, the book and its thesis was first introduced in Foreign Policy magazine in March of April of 2004. And that magazine is published by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Well, that's another one of these internationalist outfits that promotes all sorts of globalism and internationalism and what we call the New World Order. And in that story, this big Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission hotshot said that one of his concerns was that all these Hispanic immigrants coming into this into the United States tended to be Roman Catholic, and he said that this was a threat to America's Anglo-Protestant culture. Well, you know, that's kind of a joke in and of itself, because that so-called Anglo-Protestant culture went out the door during the late 19th century and early part of the 20th century. What he means is, it's a threat to the powers that be as they exist. And this old so-called WASP establishment, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant establishment, that hasn't existed in this country for years, for the simple reason that a large influx of, let's be honest about it, European Jews came to this country in the 1890s and early 1900s, and they have now increasingly risen to massive wealth and power in this country. So Huntington was being a little disingenuous, but I'll tell you what, if you start looking a little more deeply into it, you find what Professor Stephen Steinlein of the American Jewish Committee wrote. He wrote an article in 2001 on the Jewish stake in America's changing demography. And what he said was that although Jewish groups had been in the forefront of advocating open immigration, he said expanded immigration, particularly by Hispanic immigrants, would lead to what he said as diminished Jewish political power. He pointed out that Hispanics, who tend to be Catholic, are very traditional in their point of view, and the ADL, he said, had conducted studies that said Latino immigrants weren't well-grounded in knowledge about the Holocaust. They have little familiarity with Jewish suffering, and that a lot of Latino immigrants might be anti-Semitic. So does this give you a different perspective, folks, on why the media is suddenly focusing on what has been a very real and massive influx of immigration? The Jewish powers that be, so it seems, and the powers around the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations are a little bit concerned that this massive influx of immigrants that the politicians are now courting the votes of, they're a little bit afraid that maybe they're not going to be so easily corralled. And, you know, this is very, very interesting because being of partial Irish Catholic descent myself, I can't help but point out, as I noted in my book, The New Jerusalem, that although we always hear about the Know-Nothing movement supposedly being anti-Catholic and anti-Semitic, the fact is one of the leaders of the Know-Nothing movement was a Louis Levin, one of the first American Jewish congressmen. And he was concerned about the Irish immigration into this country back in the 1830s because the Irish were predominantly Roman Catholics, and the Jewish elements in this country didn't like it. So, folks, this is something to think about. I hope you'll call in. It's 800-313-9443. Very complex issue, folks, but as I say, there's much more to the story than meets the eye. 800-313-9443, that's our call-in number. Waiting for your calls and commentary.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Attention Americans, this is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I said before the break, this issue of race and immigration is one that's it's a real web of intrigue. It's a real web. It's also a web that these crooked Republicans and Democrats have got themselves caught in. They've been bouncing back and forth doing the bidding of the international elite and let the United States get in this position today where we do have this massive influx of illegal immigrants who are reproducing and adding to the American population, as my friend Jim Floyd pointed out the other night when he called in. So, you know, these crooked people who are playing these political games, you know, why do I always sometimes feel like the nation is about to self-destruct? This is what it's all coming down to. Okay, we have quite a few callers here have come on board. I'll tell you what, we're going to bring up Ben from Florida first. If this is the Ben who I think it is, we lost him last night. Let's see if we can hang on to you tonight, Ben. Ben.
Hello.
I can hear you, Ben.
Oh, thank you. Mike, I grew up in an integrated neighborhood, blacks and whites. It was a tenement district. Blue-collar workers. We got along famous. In fact, during the riots, all the violence was on the edge of the neighborhood. Those people, the blacks, were coming in from someplace else. No question about it.
You know,
and
that's
we
very...
all had something in common. We were laborers.
Ben, you know what? You're very good.
And when I meet any black friend today or something, here's my message to them. We better bond or we're all going down the tubes without a lube.
You know, you're right about that too, Ben, because that's the common knowledge to anyone, I emphasize, to anyone who experienced it or has looked into it. Back in the 1960s, when a lot of these riots were taking place, they were instigated from outside, and there were people who were being very well funded to do this. And this is, again, this is what I'm afraid is going to happen now with the marches that have happened here. I'm afraid that there's an increased tension that wasn't there before. People are suddenly noticing immigrants who've always been around them, you know, and now there's this tension there. So we have to be wary of being manipulated, and you experienced it yourself, so you know what I'm talking about.
Divide and conquer, Mike.
That's
divide
right.
Divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
what it's
right.
All about. Hey, thanks for putting me on. I don't want to take any of
all
your
right,
time.
All right, Ben. Always appreciate your
thank
call.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, yeah. Let's go to Renee from North Carolina.
Well, hello.
Hello, Renee.
One of my favorite little sayings is, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan. I find that many of these people that are so bent on, you know, taking credit for Western civilization, you notice these people are never, and I admit it, I watch some of the same shows he mentioned on the History Channel or whatever, and it's true. Some of the engineering feats are incredible, but it's never the engineer for the Hoover Dam or the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever that calls in about this. It's generally some guy in some menial job who needs to get his ego boost by riding on the coattails of those smarter white men so he can have some kind of claim to fame.
Whoa.
You know it's true, Michael.
Well,
the thing is, you know, it, to me, I hate this double standard where you point out the negatives on those that are different from you. You don't talk about their positives. You only talk about their negatives. But then you only talk about the positives for your group. To me, if you're going to take credit for the good, you have to also take responsibility and blame for the bad.
Well, you
what
know,
is the majority of Washington, D.C. made up of? Who is predominantly to blame? Who has had control of the power of this country for most of the power since its birth? It's
well, I'm
the white male. But you see, they don't want to talk about that. See, they only, you see, it's about ego and feeling good about yourself. People really love to step up to the plate to take credit, but they don't like taking the blame for the bad. They want a one-sided deal, and that's not the way it works.
You know, Renee, I'm sorry to say, but I think you're right.
Hell yeah, I'm right.
You know, as I said, although I'm a partial American Indian descent, I'm Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian. I have always thought of myself as a white man, but now I'm not ashamed to be a white man, but I'm ashamed of the white men in power who didn't do the right things that they could have done to keep us from getting to where we are today, because, I think what has happened is that at least since the 1940s, the ruling class in America in particular has been totally corrupted, and with the growing increase in a powerful media, the media really, as I always say, the people who run the media run this country, and we've got a class of criminals who have been running this country for the last 40 or 50 years,
predominantly white men.
Well, as I say, you're absolutely right about that. I'd be curious to see what any other callers would have to say. But
yeah, they're not going to like it. But the thing is, the facts are the facts. You just have to look at who they are.
You know, well, they're the ones. You know what, Renee? Though they are the ones in power. They're the ones who hold the public offices, but they're not the ones who really control the levers of power. So we have to kind of feel sorry for those white men who fancy themselves to be leaders when, in fact, they're nothing more than puppets. But, you know, Renee, it's kind of interesting just to show you how things go. Now,
a lot of the puppeteers are the same thing.
Well, Let me tell you something. I know of somebody who's a very well-known spokesman in the white racialist movement or the white nationalist movement. I'm not going to name his name.
David Duke?
No, it's, well, I'll just say this much. It's not David Duke, but it's somebody else. He has an utter contempt for Irish Catholics. And one of the reasons why he doesn't like me personally is because my name happens to be, or I should say my adopted name happens to be, Michael Collins Piper. My given middle name was Bernard, which was my grandfather's baptismal name. But in any case, I've always used the name Michael Collins Piper, and he thinks I was named after the famous Irish revolutionary. And because he doesn't like Irish Catholics, he doesn't like me because I'm named after, or my name is that of Michael Collins. But you see, there's even certain people in the white nationalist movement or the white racialist movement who look down on other whites.
Yeah.
So when they talk about white unity, it's kind of hard for me to feel like I'm part of the club when I'm looked down upon because my ancestors, at least some of them, were Irish Catholic.
Yeah, let's face it, there are, because I come from Catholic background, too, and there's some Protestants that really hate Catholics.
Well, that's right. I mean, it, you know, it goes both ways. But, Renee, listen, I appreciate your call, and I would just love for someone to call in and comment on what you had to say. You made a very good point.
Okay.
All right, Renee, thanks for your call. Always like talking to you. Let's go to Clinton from Wisconsin. Clinton, are you there?
Hi, this is Clinton here.
Yes, how are you doing tonight, Clinton?
Fine. I'll have something to say. Charm is deceitful and beauty is empty, but the woman who is wise is the one to praise, Renee, and that's from Proverbs 31:36.
Okay.
I wanted to pick up our little discussion about the understanding and the meaning of the term domestic enemies.
Oh, yes. You called in the other night, Clinton. I'm glad you called back because I thought you introduced an interesting subject there.
Yeah, it is, because we have to get to the crux of the matter and identify these people amongst us who, by all appearances, I believe are well-meaning, people like Ted Pike and John Clark, but they're enemy collaborators, and they have to be known for what they're doing. I'm talking from experience here, okay, and I don't want to go into my whole history right now, but can we talk about how people, let's have the discussion about what is a domestic enemy, because it seems to be within the realm of your considerations.
Well, please go ahead, but like, you know, I want to say that I've been an admirer of Ted Pike's for many years.
Well, me too.
Yeah, I don't like
this. Fool.
I don't even know who John Clark is.
He's another fool from a backstabbing fool at that from the Minutemen Project.
Oh, okay. Well,
one of the guys that stabbed Casey Nethercott in the back and left him to hang while the Jews took his ranch away and gave it away to them two Mexicans.
Oh, okay. I vaguely know the story.
To add insult to injury, he came out and admitted on the Rick Adams show the other night that he's been petitioning these domestic enemies in Congress to pass these ID acts. All right, this guy's a fascist. Rita called in, a woman, another wise woman, called in and identified him right off the bat. These guys have fascists at the base of their politics.
Well, you know what, Clinton? I'll tell you what. Back when the first rattling noises for this concept of national ID cards came in as a means to stop illegal immigration, you know, that was my immediate concern, too. And, you know, like I say, Clinton, I don't have any problem with your designation of the members of Congress as domestic enemies because, you know, there's a couple people in there. Ron Paul makes all the right noises, but, you know, he's a lone voice. And even I always say Cynthia McKinney. A lot of people don't like me to praise Cynthia McKinney, but I always say she's more of a man than most of the members of Congress. I mean, she's the only incumbent member of Congress at this time who's called for an investigation of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. And whether you like Cynthia McKinney playing the race card or not, the fact is that people playing the race card, we see those kind of people all the time, but we don't see members of Congress standing up and defying the Israeli lobby and calling for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty.
Right. They only make appearances to be loyal.
That's right, and
shallow and meaningless.
Yeah, and you know, the other night, Clinton, you made a very good point. I remember your call very well. You said that we might as well give up calling our members of Congress and protesting because, you know, I tell you, I don't want to discourage people from doing that, because I do think that the members of Congress need to know what people are thinking. But I will say this much, that over the years, being here in Capitol Hill, it's a convenient call for me, not long distance, and I have noticed that increasingly now, when you get your members of Congress's office on the telephone, you get a recording, and then you get to, then at the best thing, you'll get to a receptionist, and a receptionist probably will not transfer you over to anybody of any significance. They are increasingly surrounding themselves with walls and with people and doing everything they can to isolate themselves from the American populace. So yes, they are, the members of Congress, for the most part, are a key domestic enemy. They have been bought and paid for. They are totally corrupted, and the few that do stick their necks out get in all sorts of trouble.
Okay, so therein lies my real problem with otherwise men to be respected like Ted Pike, even though I have some other concerns, but I don't want to focus on those, because he'll never name names. He'll preach for about a half an hour, and I just don't want to focus on him. But
no,
the
please
type
don't, because
person that's coming forth.
I'm sorry, what?
I just don't really want to pick on Pike all the time, except to say that he's prevalent, he's well-known, his positions are well-known, and it makes an easy way to explain what we have to really be concerned about.
Okay,
because if we're
Clinton,
really concerned about this, we're through. We're already through. And that's another thing. People like to talk in the future tense, like, oh, yeah, that's coming. If we don't do this, we're going to lose our country. Well, I have news for people. We've lost our country. This government is not ours.
Yeah.
Our courts are not ours. They belong to these filthy pigs.
Clinton, you know, that's tough talk, but guess what? I think you're 100% right.
I am. Thank you very much, sir, because it's plain as day. I've been oppressed all my life. How many times do you have to go through it before you wake up?
Clinton, listen, I appreciate what you have to say, except I'll tell you what, I'm running out of time, and I got some callers lined up here,
but
I'm glad.
Thank you for the time. We'll talk again.
Call again sometime. Okay, let's go to Glenn from California. Glenn, come on up.
Yes, this is a racist Californian here, out here in the land of fruits and nuts, because I just burnt my Mexican flag. You know, everybody, if everybody would admit it, they have a little racism in them.
Absolutely.
But we just don't want to admit that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. Like I said earlier, you know, anyone that tries to pretend that everybody's all alike, they're either a liar or a fool.
And you know the other thing, Michael, I've been involved in the Patriot Movement for 10 years. I do what I can out here. I keep hearing, especially on this network, that we don't have the numbers yet. And my question is, when do we have the numbers, and what happens if we never get them?
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, the old fallback there is that the American Revolution was actually carried out by a relatively small number of people, and that's absolutely true. And, you know, I guess, Glenn, the question is, when is the revolution going to happen? What's it going to take?
Well, I don't, you know, those people back in the revolution, our founding fathers, we had men with spines and guts. And they loved their country. They didn't want to see it destroyed. We don't have that today. We got a bunch of wimps that think they can talk the federal government into backing up. That's where we're at. That's all I hear on talk shows. You know, send letters to your congressmen, your senators. But you know what? We have rattlesnakes out here, and we shoot them. We don't talk to them. After a while, you know, we're calling Satan's pit and asking for help.
Yes, Glenn, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I guess this is what it all really comes down to, is how much more are we going to take? Again, quoting Jim Floyd, who was on here the other night, you know, Jim pretty much laid it out when he said that, we've lost it. You know, we've, you know, we, I don't see it being changed electorally at this point. And you know, I'll tell you what, we are going to, that's why I say we have to start looking in new directions and thinking in terms of outside the box. We've got to, well, like my one of my favorite writers, Lawrence Dennis, said, we need operational thinking for survival.
That's right.
All right, Glenn, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Annette from West Virginia.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Annette.
Hello, Mike.
Annette, I know who this is. Annette, I want you to hang on for the break here we have coming up.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hard to believe, but we're wrapping up another hour. 5 minutes to go. Stay tuned for some more informative calls from our guests, who are the callers.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We just have a couple minutes left, but we have two callers, and one of them is Annette, who's a very nice lady I've known for probably about 25 years, so it's always nice to talk to you, Annette. How are you doing?
Well, same here. I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Mike. And I'm very glad that I tuned in this evening because I must say amen to all the comments of your callers, but I believe I can offer some clarification and a little bit out of the box, which may help on these issues, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
For one thing, God is a racist. okay? But in his creation, he created different creations and put them in different places,
okay,
and intended that they were to live by themselves, and that each the DNA of each race would produce a particular type of culture. And when the white man went to Africa, yes, there was an exploitation, but you have to make a difference. And this is the key to understanding the conspiracy. There are white men and there are white men. The white men that God created of the Adamic race were rednecks. They showed blood in the face. But there was a white man that comes from the seed of Cain that is a pale face. And even the American Indians knew the difference between the pale face and the redneck. It was the pale face that was selling them the guns and the liquor. Does that...
Yes,
that,
indeed. You're absolutely
okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me go further. Let me go further. I wish that some of the patriots would begin to look into some of the Christian Israel ministries, because when Adam and on down through the patriarchs were given certain covenants, they were to obey those covenants, and they would have blessings of wealth, health, and happiness, and nobody would ever conquer them. But when those covenants, and I'm speaking about the Sinai covenants and even those before, they were to the white men of the children of Israel, the Aryan peoples that founded the Western culture. Okay, now when the white men of the Western culture went to Africa, there were the pale face that went with them, and generally they had much control of the monetary system even then.
That's right.
So
absolutely,
so the exploitation
right.
went was by them, but the white rednecks built roads, built schools, colleges. In other words, improved the conditions of the people wherever they went. They were trained in so many areas. So you have to know the people by their fruits, and understand that the reason why we are suffering, and we have been taken over. There's no question. I work because that's my makeup. Until they take me. But I know it's lost, and I know we're going to pay a very heavy price, and that we will win in the end, because Jesus Christ is coming in victory, but there'll only be a remnant left, and this nation will hardly be recognizable.
Well, you know, Annette, you know, that's the sorry part of it, because, you know, we would like to keep it. Well, I guess we have to close on that note. It actually is a positive note. You know, we're not going to be able to keep the nation as we knew it, but in the end, like Annette says here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have victory one way or the other. I do believe that. Annette, listen, good talking to you. I thank all the other callers. We couldn't get Glenn from Montana up here tonight, but hopefully he'll call in tomorrow night. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off for the evening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Programming ahead for the rest of the evening.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.